Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We are slap bang in the middle of Boston here on the Hard Shoulder today. Just over my shoulder, my own shoulder actually, is Granary Burial Ground. So I was talking about Paul Revere earlier and revolutionary history and the old State House and all of that. Just across the road, that graveyard, small little graveyard, I think it's about 5,000 people buried in it. 1 million people visit it every single year. Paul Revere, Sam Adams, John Hancock, not Ben Franklin, but Ben Franklin's parents, which means there's a big monument to Ben Franklin right in the middle of it. So that is part of this Freedom Trail that I know so many tourists who come to this city know and love. 087 1400 106. If there is indeed something else in Boston you would like to recommend, or if there's anything you would like to talk to us about today, that is the number. John Stenson is with me now. John is the owner of the Erie Pub, as pronounced, John. The Era Pub is how we is how it is spelled.
Correctly.
Erie Pub. So this is kind of an institution when it comes to Irish pubs in this part of the world. It is a pub that's been visited by Irish presidents,
yes,
by Irish prime ministers, by Irish Taoiseach, by US presidents as, yes, well. Is that right?
Yes. Both Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton and Mary Robinson and Charles Haughey and Bertie Ahern.
Wow, they've all been in. I hope you had Bass on tap for Bertie.
Yes,
did
I
you?
Did. Yes, I did.
That's
that was one of his specifications.
Was it? Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Well, people who know Bertie will know. Yeah, he will want his pint of Bass. What was Ronald Reagan like?
Ronald Reagan was fabulous. We only got about 10 minutes warning back in 1983. He came in unannounced.
How did you find out?
I found out through a radio talk show host that called me and said that the police blotter says that he's headed for the Erie. So we had a couple of minutes notice. We later found out during the week that Secret Service had been in our place for a week, making sure the place was okay.
Wow.
But we knew nothing of it. So he walked in, he paid for his own beer, first of all, and then saw a man down the end, walked toward the man, and the man was so funny when he said to him, he said, "Oh, Mr. President, please don't put me on TV. I'm supposed to be at work right now." And Ronald Reagan said, "So am I."
Very good. Listen, what was Bill Clinton like in comparison?
Bill Clinton came by himself, no Hillary, but came in behind the bar and bartended for about an hour.
Well, what was he like? Would you have given him a job, John?
Wasn't the greatest bartender in the world, but a bit too chatty.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
but he was fine. He was very good.
Maybe better suited than to a quieter pub, maybe, where,
yes,
you've got time to chat. The Erie is a popular place, like we say. So, you said you are kind of born and bred this part of the world, but very much of Irish stock. So,
yeah,
one of your parents was from Sligo and one from Doolin.
My father was from Sligo. My mother was from Doolin. And my father would send us over to Doolin every summer when we were young to work the family farm.
How did you enjoy that?
Loved it.
Yeah?
Loved it. Learned how to drive over there. Went to my first social dances over there in La Hinch. It was the time of my life, for a 12, 13, 14-year-old.
I hope when you came back now, you didn't try and drive on the left-hand side of the road over here. You weren't that confused, were you?
No, I was not, no.
So, I mean, that is a beautiful part of the world, Doolin. Well, particularly when the sun shines. The sun is shining on us in Boston today, but it can get kind of cold and miserable like anywhere on the Atlantic seaboard, much as it can here when the weather is bad. It's obviously a connection that you still cherish,
well,
an Irish
it.
Connection.
And our clientele is basically Irish, and we're in an Irish neighborhood, and the Irish have carried us through 64 years of the pub. They've been our leaders. During COVID, we were only closed for a month during COVID because we used takeout food and stuff like that, and the Irish supported us all through that. So...
They're still doing it today.
They're still doing it today.
And do you still get over and back? You're probably not doing too much farming these days, are you, when you go home? You're not milking cows anymore.
No. We were there a couple of years ago for 15 days and took a tour of Olive Island. It was my children's first time back. So, and they love it over there. If I asked them where they'd like to vacation, they would put Ireland as number one.
So, I mean, do you expect to be visited now by any of the presidential hopefuls for November?
No, I don't think these two will.
Joe Biden's not going to swing by?
No, I don't think so.
Would you be happy to serve him?
I would be happy to serve either one of them. It's probably, they probably look at it and say, another politician did that, so
yeah.
I'm going to do something a little different.
It's funny, we've been talking about politics a lot, you know, during the week. And in Ireland, there's maybe a natural affinity with Biden more than Trump.
Yes.
But sometimes there's a kind of a disconnect between, you know, the Irish in Ireland and the Irish-American community maybe here.
Yes.
I mean, can you give us a sense of kind of the patrons of your bar, of the Erie, you know, and what issues matter to them?
They have Ireland in their heart every day of the week. They'll come in. We have a fire stick for one of the TVs.
Oh,
they
yeah.
always watch their soccer.
Yeah.
We have the soccer on all the time, all the games. And they like a number of our regulars are listening to this show right now with me on it through their app on the telephone down there.
Oh, great. So they're listening to us in the Erie at the moment. Listen, a shout out to the Erie. John told me everybody listening can have a free pint. He absolutely told me that before we came on air.
Ray O'Neill, my bartender there, take care of that.
Now, the cork man. There'll be people now flooding down to the Erie as we speak from the neighbourhood. We've got a text in here. Here's a great text. Bertie, I once served Bertie Ahern. He asked for a bass. I gave him a pint of Smithwick's instead, and he never knew the difference.
There you go.
How did you end up with it? How did an Irish bar over here now end up with bass on tap?
Well, it's a long story. My father wouldn't put bass on tap for the longest time, till he took us to a family vacation in Disney World, and my mother kept asking him, let's stop for lunch. Our only option at that time was an English tavern. We walk inside the door, and the sign hanging off the door was Guinness, England's only beer. And my father looked at me and said, if they're claiming Guinness, I'm putting bass in tomorrow morning.
they're always at it. My God, whether it's actors or sports stars, and now they're even claiming Guinness in the States, I hear. God, they're never not at it. So listen, John, unfortunately, after the show this evening, I've got to fly back. We've got an under-10 hurling blitz tomorrow that bottles need to be washed for and jerseys handed out. But Padder, our producer, he's hanging around in Boston for a couple of days. So when people like that arrive, people who've never been in the city before, What are the recommendations?
I would always say if there's a game in town, and as your producer says, he's going to the
Bruins are playing hockey tomorrow. Yeah, playoffs.
So he's going to do that. He's also going to take a tour of Fenway. And I also recommend the bars around Faneuil Hall Market in that type too. I mean, there's something for everybody here. The Museum of Science, the historical walk that you were talking about, with Sam Adams' gravesite over there. And it's something for everybody. But you will find Irish in every part of the city.
Yeah.
So he'll be you'll be well welcomed wherever you go.
He will be. And I mean, he can grab an Uber as well, I think, out to the Erie at some stage for a pint. He could even have a pint of Bass.
I would love him to be out there. John, he could probably catch a soccer match while he's there.
Well, there you go. Sports mad. He will love that. John, listen, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks a million for speaking to us. Pleasure. And thank you. And hello to everybody listening on the app, the News Talk app.
And safe trip home.
In the Erie. John, listen, thank you very much for that. John Stenson, who's the owner of the Erie Bar.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of 1. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. Our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.